5, 4, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2.
This is the super ugly show.
We get through by the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And expect nothing more.
True savages of the podcasting game. Super ugly show, Tommy.
Woo! How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome. It's Tuesday.
Holy shit! Fucking Richie, super ugly show.
Yo. What'd you expect, motherfucker?
Me, Richie. Not you, asshole.
This is the Super Ugly Show.
You're fucking damn right it is, Richie. You're an animal. You're an animal.
Camel toe is in.
It
I'm
is
telling
not.
You, Rocky, it is.
You're a fucking mental patient.
Camel toe is in.
Fuck you guys. Super Ugly Show.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like Rocky. That's part of the show. It's part of my thing.
Come on. No.
No.
Come on. I'm here to piss off people.
How valuable is human life, really?
Yeah. Fucking Rocky.
Just saying this.
I gave up on jerking off.
Yeah,
I'm fucked. I am fucked.
Just saying this.
Super ugly show.
Loving that fucking new intro. Shout out to Copycat Productions for that wonderful, wonderful intro. It's a super ugly show. It's Tuesday night. Welcome, everybody. Let me welcome everybody, our guest, Mr. Bin Hameen. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, hello, that's right. Hear me now, infidels. It's the invasion here at thesuperuglyshow.com. You heard the boom bap. All the man is back right now, and I'm ready to hit that Biggie Small spot, man. That had me all the way open here as we kick off the show. Thanks for having me on, infidels, or maybe not. YOLO.
I'm loving the energy we're getting from Mr. Bin here, Mr. Hameen. He's a fellow brand member for anyone who may not know. Most of you probably, I'm sure, know, though. He's on an abundance of shows. He does the reviews with Vince every week, and he's very insightful into the wrestling business. So if you're on the wrestling side of things on our, and you watch us, you probably watch Bin anyway. But if not, go check him out on russosbrand.com. Bin, what's up, brother?
Man, it's been a long day. I just put in, a big grind with Vince and Stevie and doing the Raw and SmackDown review. Like, it's kind of like Guantanamo Bay prison torture, which I'm more than accustomed to, you know. There's no cock meat sandwich involved, but it's just brutal, some of these shows to get through. And review them, a pay-per-view weekend can really wipe you out with 13 to 17 hours of getting through it. But I was looking forward to this because I know you guys are trying to talk outside the biz, Briz, so we don't want to bore them with another goddamn wrestling show. And there's plenty going on, not just there, but in my brand, hackerhameen.podbean.com. If you're looking for other shows, you know, the Conspiracy Horseman is our flagship show over there. That's one thing I definitely enjoy doing to escape.
And you do that with Stevie Richards. So if anyone doesn't know, Stevie Richards, ECW Stevie Richards, the Right to Censor Stevie Richards. We love Stevie.
Yeah, man, big Sal Graziano and the Greek god Papadon, that's all four of us, man, and it was kind of cool. We came together using social media, and, you know, I knew Sal from OVW and all that, and it just spawned in this whole thing. We just had awesome guests. We just had Tim Alberino on last week, who's pretty much a real-life Indiana Jones, and John McAfee, who's on the run from the CIA.
You had McAfee on?
Yeah, man.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, well, as I saw his wife dropped on Twitter, like, we're looking for interesting podcasts who are outside of the box, and they had a list of, and we met, like, all the criteria where there was no paywall, and you could share it, and, you know, like, what I'm all about, free media.
Yeah.
And yeah, they did 40 minutes, 45 minutes with us, and I still rib with them online, and they're going to come back when they can do something for the presidential run. We had Vinny Paz on recently. He was a big...
That's fucking cool.
The hip-hop guy?
No.
Yep.
The boxer.
No.
Oh, Vinny Paz, the hip-hop. I'm thinking Pazienza. Sorry.
He does all the songs with, like...
That's exactly what my head
with,
yeah, yeah.
No, he does songs with, like, Necro and
okay.
Ill Bill, his brother, and... Right? I'm and Everlast, right? All those guys?
Yeah.
Look at that. See, we know everything. Between the three of us, we know everything you're going to talk about.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, I mean, I don't want to take up all the airtime. I just want to say thanks for having me on. But that's kind of what, you know, I'm hip-hop, I'm wrestling, I'm improv comedy, and I've also got this, you know, chop wood, carry water, backwoods hunter thing that I'm kind of built off of, too. So not a lot of people know about that, and I was a theater guy, too.
Yeah,
so,
you know, it's funny. My cousin, he actually lives throughout the year in a cabin in like the middle of in the middle of nowhere in the woods, and I think like I don't know if it's North Carolina or somewhere, and he lives in a fucking cabin with no running water, no nothing.
Really?
Yes.
See, I want to do that.
That sounds like it would suck.
See, I want to do that, live in the middle of nowhere with a cabin, but with all the amenities, Wi-Fi, running water, heat, air conditioning.
They get like natural like
cable.
Ginseng
root. Have cable.
And they dig up like fruits and nuts.
Oh
and
no, no, that's no way to live. That's savage.
Yeah, you know what's funny? He's
dude,
actually
that is so barbaric. Awful. Like you lived like that 3,000 years ago. Why would you want to go back to
that's
that?
Terrible. I have no idea.
He's actually, you've seen internet porn.
He
right?
has children.
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
Thank but God, because I'd call CPS.
He's actually here. He's actually here. Because one of his, he's staying at one of his followers' houses.
Followers, so he's like in a cult.
He's a cult,
kind
leader.
Of like he's like a motivational speaker guy.
What page is he on his manifesto?
I don't know. He's kind of like a motivational speaker, and he has like these these men and women that like do things for him.
Right.
And,
do all the women only sleep with him now? Are they at that phase?
Well, so he's a cult leader.
I asked him, and he said that the
I love how he tippy-toed into him being a cult leader.
In exchange for him staying at her house and giving her wisdom, she's a licensed massage therapist, so she has to get him massage.
Oh, yeah.
I swear.
No, I'm but sure you're not.
You started this conversation with, I have a cousin.
Who lives in the middle of nowhere.
And it went from there to, he's a cult leader taking sexual favors from a masseuse.
On a commune, pretty much.
Yeah. And he's here only for like 3 or 4 months, but...
Now, Ben, you said you grew up in the backwoods. Was it like this?
Yeah, I mean, you got to recruit, you know what I mean? If you only got 3 months, you got to you know, who are your next followers? I mean, if you're going to bury these girls under the ground, there's only so many different places to hide them all. So, there's plenty of access to camps and things where I grew up at, and it's not.
Where is that? Do you mind revealing that or no?
I'm in Central New York and upstate. If you want to come.
Oh, you're upstate.
I got a shovel. You can come shovel all the snow you want.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. He dug up these ginseng roots, and he said he's able to fuck this girl like over and over again because of the ginseng that he's dug up in the mountains.
Yeah,
that's
does he sing a song from ginseng?
I know a couple guys who have got their own patches and stuff like that deep in the woods, and it yields. I seen guys go out in an afternoon and make $1,600
because
they know what it is, man.
A lot of money in ginseng. He's saying, like, is that real? Like hundreds and hundreds of dollars and thousands of dollars in ginseng?
Yeah, dude.
That's real? Yeah, I
man,
thought he was fucking jerking my out. Like, I thought he was jerking me off telling me this.
See, these are lost arts, right? Of like even be able to identify it or the plants around it that could be there. And, you know, I hunt and hunt deer mainly and some birds. But we have a camp that sleeps 27 and you can still catch a signal at the end of the driveway if you really got to check your social media or whatever. But it's good to get away from all this shit because I'm so plugged in as a business owner with a media company 7 days a week.
Yeah.
When I can get away and shut down, man.
It does grind on you, doesn't it? Because I run the social media for my radio stations, and the constant negativity just because can wear you down fast without even realizing it, right?
I try not to sell for it. Yesterday, I kind of got into it with a brand member and a follower who just was bitching about one of the 20 free shows that I have on
don't
my
you
platform.
Love that? Don't you love those people? How dare you not release your free show on time?
Yeah, even it was on time. He just didn't like the content. And I'm like,
then don't listen.
I'll give you double your money back, bro. Like,
exactly. You know what? Triple it.
Yeah. For you, you're special. It's like, So, you know, there's some people that's just their only shine is what we're really selling here is access to, you know, our personalities. And unfortunately, some people are going to take a little advantage, but that's all their sad lives offer. So I just kind of move on, man.
You have to, because they're mental pain. Like I deal with some of these people, and a lot of it's the wrestling community people, and they're just mental patients. There's something like they're a lot of them, I think, are on the scale for the most part. And they live in a fantasy world, and I think that's why they're such hardcore wrestling fans, because they live in that fantasy world and think it's real, and they translate somehow, like it weirdly translate into real life.
What you're seeing is a very vocal minority, though. There's a ton of wrestling. I mean, I'm a diehard wrestler.
No, I know, but the wrestling fans that are vocal are these people. The other ones are
vocal minority of any group are the most extreme.
Yeah, of course.
And I've noticed that a lot of times when you see somebody's on-air quote-unquote persona, when you see what they do on social media, once you meet these people, like I've been threatened by people, and then you meet them in person, it's like, bro, I'm really a big fan. Don't take what I say personally.
Every time. Every time they'll do that. It's not that I've had that experience, but I've heard from others. but I have that every time that people will do that. They talk shit, and then, like, I've heard comedians say it. You know, this guy's trashing me, and then he comes to my show, and he's like, I was just screwing around. You know, it's Twitter, my bad, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, but you said you would fucking beat the shit out of me if you've ever seen, you know what I mean? It's always like some crazy threat.
I say bring $5. I got a face slap for you, a hot one. You know that I've had 47 people of these crazy marks who want to be a part of the show so much on camera. Put down $5 and I slap the shit out of them.
He slaps them.
And there's yeah,
this is real.
A real thing. They pay him $5 and he open hand, like you ever see the slap contests?
Yeah.
It's like that. Like he fucking lays into these kids.
Where do you do this?
Anybody who wants to step up who's over 18 at the, you know, it just started as a carnival barker thing for me to like, I'll discipline your child, you'll stop picking your nose, stop wetting your bed. And then a fat guy would walk by like, you'll run a 5K tomorrow or you'll have a full head of hair. And then like these super marks are these same idiots who argue online and like they know anything about this biz. I would just say I'll do it for $5, $5 face slap, and now I've sold 47 of them and slapped multiple people across.
It's incredible, right? He's made over $200, $200 slapping people in the face.
I want to do that. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to go to the indie mark shows, though.
Oh, no.
You want to get slapped or you want to slap people?
I would love to slap people.
No one ever lays their hand on me. You don't want to do that because, you know, it's all on camera. You can check them out on YouTube. Just type in Ben Hameen $5 face slap or on my Instagram. There's some on there.
I would love to slap some of the marks.
You have some freaking listeners that you you would love to slap, I'm sure.
Not true. Not true.
I wanted to get into something. Our favorite fatso. Lizzo is at it again. This woman, I like.
Lizzo's the one that sings.
I don't know what she sings. People know who Lizzo is. She's the big fat girl.
Yeah. She had a pretty killer performance on Saturday Night Live for what she tried to do.
She was the girl, if you guys remember, had her asshole cut out at the Lakers game or the Clippers game.
What do you mean her asshole cut out?
No, everybody thinks that's a fashion trend, bro. I think she just let a big ass fart go and blew
and
the
it just
back
ripped the fucking back out. Or she's just got a shit all the time, so it's easier to just have a hole there.
Excuse me.
What?
I'm lost. What happened?
Yeah, you were
she
here.
She showed up.
You were here for the show,
game,
right?
Yeah, I think I was, with the back of her pants cut out.
Richie, I believe, is in his first stage of dementia because he is slowly forgetting things that happened like literally weeks ago.
Yeah, I have a bad memory.
Yeah, we spent a good amount of time, like at least probably 2 to 3 minutes talking about it, right?
He's been spending a lot of time with a cousin from the woods. He's been doing some puppy training. He's erasing people.
He's drinking ginseng, as they throw their quotes. So now she's saying, why is it okay to body shame? Would it be okay if women walked around dick shaming guys?
Don't they do that all the time?
Well, exactly. First of all, yes, you do. Second of all, it's the first thing women go to. Yeah. First thing. When they got nothing else, they go right to you got a small dick.
Yeah.
But we can't. A guy can't do anything about his dick. You know what I mean? Like, your dick is what it is. Like, I heard, like, if you lose a couple pounds, if you're really overweight, like, you'll gain a few inches.
Richie and I just ran to the bathroom to throw up.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that you're a big fat pig by choice. You could lose weight. You know what I mean? And guys aren't swinging around their dicks the way you're flaunting your fucking fat pig body.
Yeah. You know, like a bunch of dudes come out with her.
So I made a joke on my own Facebook. It had nothing to do with radio. And all I said was, yo, women that wear 15 pounds of makeup, imagine a guy walking around with a box of Magnums around his neck only to be discovered to be average or under average. How would you feel? The amount of criticism from women wear women wear makeup to make themselves feel well. It's like we need to establish a line. Here's the line. If you want to cross it, cross it. Here's what happens. But let's not pretend to move the line.
Some makeup, some makeup's okay. It's the girls where they literally peel it off. And it's a whole new person underneath.
Right.
And I've said this to people before. I go, women are lying to you right off the bat. The first time you meet a woman, she's got makeup on. Some women got padded bras. Some women got fucking padded jeans. Their fucking hair's done. You're not meeting the girl that you're going to fucking wake up to 6 months down the road from now after, you know, a night out and shit fucking... Like,
did you get shit for that on Facebook or not really?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, women get really defensive.
Most girls, most people, they're my friends, they were hysterical. Yeah. This one girl.
Somebody was derogatory to you on Facebook?
Believe it or not.
Yeah, believe it or not.
This one girl who had reached out to me in the past because she is an aspiring comedian and wants to bounce ideas off of me was like, your joke wasn't funny and I needed to tell you. Because you're the reason why I live and breathe every night, and you know,
I needed to tell you. Well, you told me.
Was she? Right. Was she? What was her stature?
Honestly, I don't Facebook creep. I don't know.
One to ten.
Was she husky?
I don't know. It was a picture of her face. I don't know.
But my whole point is, like, Lizzo can
was
lose.
Was it taken from above?
Yeah. Was it like one of these?
You know what it might have been.
Then, okay, yeah, she's no good. Yeah. now, look, back to this behemoth.
She was fat.
Like, you can lose weight. Like, a guy can't grow his dick. You know what I mean? So, and it, like I said, guys aren't out here swinging their dicks around the way you are, walking around in fucking a size extra small, but you're fucking 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Like
she is 300 pounds.
You're being body shamed because you look very unhealthy and gross to most people. No, a lot of people find you very unattractive and disgusting.
Well, I don't think many people would body shame her if she wasn't putting it out there vocally. Like, a lot of women do this that I've found. The ones that are complaining about body shaming will post a picture and say, don't body shame.
Yeah. Well, she's also, here's the difference. Like, she's not classy. Like, if she was a classy big girl, you could be pretty. She's walking around like she's fucking like Little Kim or Cardi B.
Yeah.
You know, like that's no. You don't get to do that. Sorry, you don't get to do that.
Did you see that freaking video of Cardi B giving her boyfriend over a lap dance?
No. Why would I watch that?
There is a music video. No, it's a music. It's her new like video.
Again, why would I watch that?
Dude, she is literally like a stripper.
I'm a 37-year-old man, Rich.
It's a video. It's a music video.
Where do these
on YouTube?
But look, I don't mind. If Lizzo wants to dress the way she dresses, that's fine. Cardi B, any of them.
But then don't be upset when you get body shamed.
That's the thing. You're putting yourself out there. Everybody's going to have an opinion. If you are that, what do you call it? If you're that secure in your own view, then you won't care what anybody
clearly
says.
Clearly she's not. That's the thing, because she keeps bringing up that people are body shaming me. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, well, then maybe don't dress so provocatively and gross people out, because that's what you're doing. Yeah, and when people see that, they're allowed to now comment on what we see. You're putting it in the public eye.
She wants attention. She's getting it.
Well, listen, the thing is,
she doesn't have that many hits.
Because
we're talking about
her. Exactly.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have that many music hits to keep
going.
Not.
It's a laugh all the way to the bank.
Then where do you stand on this?
I thought she was brilliant in The Nutty Professor as the clumps. I liked everything she did there. So her body of work is long and expansive. In America, we love to do this. We love to be on the underground and find something that's ours and take it. And she had an underground following, 2015 to kind of 2017. I think she goes back to 2012 of producing her own stuff. So having that shit. And then, like, everything corporate radio media, hair down, shut the fuck up after, you know, the torture where it's on every 45 minutes in between every asshole car commercial that you could possibly put back to back on pre-programmed radio that they say, this is what you'll like. Now she's got a whole serious, cool body of work. Are they going to play anything like, no, hair down, suck my ass, whatever, dude, like over and over. So now
does she have a full album?
Yeah, it came out. I don't think it did that well, though. I don't think it was well received. I think like a couple songs were, but I don't think the whole album was.
You think?
She had a real female fan base that sold out to the six-year-olds and then the Nancy Brown crowds in Wisconsin who don't need to know or give a shit what Lizzo is just so it can be coffee talk to them. So, you know, now that we've raised her up to this level, people are going to be like, she's normalizing the obesity in America. We love to raise people up, and then we just want to chop them down so we can go, see, I was better than you the whole goddamn time. Like, that is what we are professionals at in this country. So right now she's on the chop down, and she'll have all the fat broad she wants as backup dancers to try and drive it home. But her PR people, this is all part of what they do now is
create controversy.
Yeah, Lizzo can be a professional victim. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing.
It's smart.
Now,
sometimes it backfires. Look at Rose McGowan. Everyone hates her now.
Yeah, wait till Lizzo gets her own fucking Kelly Clarkson afternoon talk show, and it's the whole thing, and she's on The View. Like,
it's so smart,
now,
though.
She's a property now. She's a studio.
Yeah,
prop.
She is. She's like an acre's worth.
Yeah, man. And you know, you could farm that backside all day and not hit the same spot twice. And that's what it's going to be, man. They're going to keep selling you this every which way she can.
You're right, though. And professional victim.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's a thing now.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But see, your comparison to Rose McGowan, Rose McGowan was already out of the spotlight.
Yeah. Rose McGowan was clawing back in.
She's going to soak, Lizzo's going to soak it all up.
Like what, what's his face doing with the kneeling thing?
Oh, Kaepernick.
Kaepernick, yeah, he's, you know.
I'm sorry, Ben, go ahead.
The spotlight was gone for Rose McGowan because Lizzo eclipses the sun, so there was no.
She blocked it out. She was like, we can't have Rose under here, too. It's too many people. You're out, Rose. She
withered away to nothing to a heroin size once again.
Now, Ben,
I heard that, talking about Kaepernick, I heard that he got offered for XFL. Is that true?
No, that's rumors. So did Johnny Manziel.
And
so did Tebow.
Tebow was talking to the XFL, and Tebow decided to turn it down so he can continue a baseball
career.
Well,
they're not paying a lot in the XFL. They're not paying a lot at all.
Yeah.
I've heard something like $50,000.
For the cheaper positions, I believe.
My nightmare is that Eli Manning shows up, bro. Like, that's my
dude, you know what, though? Like, a lot of people are talking pretty positively about it. I haven't really heard people really trashing it this time around.
Yeah, I heard it's really good.
Whole opening weekend, man. The opening weekend was great. The games were so fast, so cool in between, where you can hear them calling, whatever, X out, 32 dive, scissors, and then, you know, it's like an espionage of football. They don't give a shit. They're stooging it off. And even the announcers are breaking down that a scissor play is going to be a crossing thing like that, and then two lesbians are going to come out at halftime. But no,
but Ben, do you remember what the XFL was like 20 years ago?
It was terrible.
Yeah, not the first week. The first week almost.
Yeah, but even last week, people were still happy with week two.
It's steadily declined.
There's no wrestling in it, guys. The Vince McMahon stuff, he's staying away from it. There's no...
Oh, there's no he hate me or anything like that.
No, there's no helmet... well, I think there is a helmet cam still, isn't there?
Not really that they're using it. They're getting right in their faces when they come off the field. This one good old farm boy, they threw at him over the middle. He gets tattooed by three brothers from either side. He comes off the field. You can see he shook. His eyes are crossed. They put the mic in his face. He's like... I just like to thank Mr. McMahon for this opportunity. He didn't know up from down, bro.
Well, people are getting crushed in that league. Orlando, they're fucking hitting, though.
Have you watched the XFL now?
I watched a couple of games.
What do you think of it?
I think there's not enough to keep my interest as an NFL fan. I mean, look, I
understand
the point.
You don't think there could be an alternative, though? Like, you can't expect it to be the NFL, you know what I mean?
I didn't expect it to be the NFL. Yeah. I expected it to be an alternative.
Okay.
I quickly realized I don't care enough for an alternative.
Well, yet.
What? Why not, though?
Because you're not invested in a team. Become a Guardians fan.
No, it has nothing to do with that. To me, I have been conditioned to like football for 17 weeks, and then after football, I move on. Hockey is continuing. You know, I want to know what's going on with my teams. Baseball starting. I don't have enough time for more football.
See, look in the comments. Captain, I've enjoyed first 2 weeks of XFL. Phil the promoter, XFL's great. You know, people are saying they like it.
I'm a big sports fan. I still have hockey. I still have baseball. I am done with football now.
Yeah, like, why are they playing this,
you know, football just got over.
See, here's the thing.
For more football. I get the idea.
A lot of people don't know. Vince McMahon, when he was younger, before all the wrestling, was a huge football player. Like, he was really good. Ben, I'm sure you can back me up. He played at like West Point Academy, like some kind of school like that. I don't know if it was West Point exactly, but he got thrown out of schools. But
it wasn't West Point.
Yeah, but it was a military type thing. And he was a big like into football. He played on the teams, but you know he was a troublemaker, so he was always getting thrown out of the schools and whatever. And I guess you know his probably real dream was to play in the NFL or be a football player.
Here's the big reason why XFL has a far better chance of succeeding. Sure, we feel like the end of the season's over with the Super Bowl and this extension, and it's big hits and it's fast plays with guys who aren't franchise players. So each play is exciting because the guy might suck who can't catch or he's going to get tattooed when he hears the steps. But you know, XFL has a way better licensing deal this time with NBC and all of it that it had the other way.
There were like 10 channels this time.
Yeah. Well, that and the money that NBC puts up and what they're getting from the commercial compared to what they were getting before Jesse Ventura.
Now, let me ask you real quick, because NBC's Ebersol, correct?
That's his boy, man.
And Ebersol just folded the AFL. So why would he like do this deal with the X? That's so weird.
That was the what if it was Ebersol's son and they wanted to get it off.
No, but Ebersol, do you know? Remember the AFL that popped up like a year ago?
Yeah, and
that was his.
They couldn't meet the payroll and stuff, and they had to shut it down.
At week two, they shut it down.
It was just poor business.
But my point is if Ebersol had that league, then all of a sudden, like he was in bed with XFL in the first run. Now he's in it again, but had his own league. So was he going to compete with what was his plan there?
I don't know, man. I think they were trying to beat him to the punch, and they just didn't have it in place. But there was too many promises. They probably a thing that was like a loss leader from the start, you know. And maybe it needs to be looked at as was that made just to sink money and receipts into so nobody would look at it when it folded. Things like that, I'm always looking at as a wrestler as a work. I was like, 2-and-out, bro. Come on.
I was thinking the XFL. I was thinking Donald Trump was involved because it came out in 2020. And if he didn't have a good presidency, like he's going to get reelected most likely. So now he's stuck. But I'm thinking he was maybe like, Vince, start the league. When I'm done with being president, I'm in with you. You know what I mean? Because him and Vince are boys. But now he's going to be president probably for 4 more years. So now he's kind of stuck in this position. But I think Trump and Vince probably, I don't know that. But my thought is that maybe they were in cahoots together with this XFL thing, knowing that Donald would have been done and next season he would have been able to go.
Trump had a failed football league too. He had the USFL, which was...
Did he really?
Yeah. Trump...
See, that's what I mean.
Trump had the USFL. He took Lawrence Taylor, and then it was a nightmare trying to get Taylor back to the NFL with contract disputes and stuff. What was the New York team, Ben? Do you remember the Generals, right?
I don't remember this at all.
The XFL was the hit, man.
No. The USFL, Trump's league in the 80s.
I want to say Generals. That sounds right. I can't remember.
I remember they put out the sports cards.
I'm too young. I'm too young. You guys said the 80s. What, like mid 80s?
Late 80s.
Early? No, early to mid 80s.
All right, yeah. I wouldn't have remembered this. I was too young.
All right.
I wanted to bring something up. Because, Ben, you're a bigger gentleman, right? How tall are you?
6'4".
6'4", and what do you weigh? Not now. Let's say in your prime.
254 right now. I'm down 45 pounds, baby. I was at that.
Congratulations.
I got down, baby.
All right, 254. Rich, you're about almost the same exact size.
Yeah.
There's this whole seat controversy on planes. People are bitching about the reclining. Now.
Oh, the guy that punched the chair?
The guy punching the fucking seat. This woman reclined her chair, and the guy behind her was bigger, and he started punching her chair the whole fucking plane ride. Now, fuck that guy, right? Like,
mom. I
get you're a bigger guy, but you know what? That's life, dude.
Yeah.
The chair goes
back.
You know what? In life, you get to be intimidating to everybody. I don't. So the reward for me is I get to recline and feel a little bit more comfortable on a plane than you. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He was in the last seat. It happens. Like, you don't get to recline. You chose the last seat. You're punching the back of a woman's chair, regardless of what... Like, she's suing him for assault, but he was being a dick.
Would he do that if it was Brock Lesnar who reclined?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Or Richie, or Ben.
Yeah, exactly.
That guy's a fucking dick.
Never would he do it if I was even sitting next to him on the other side.
That's the other thing. Right. Yeah. But you know what? On a plane now... On a plane now, even if you stick up for somebody, you're going to get like fucking court-martialed, and it'll be a whole to-do.
I wouldn't let him keep doing that.
But the steward is stuck up for him.
Yeah, she did. She did. Like, why would you recline?
That's
big.
But that's childish.
And even Delta president was like, I always ask when I recline. First of all, you're not flying on fucking in coach. So shut your fucking mouth. Yeah. All right? Like, get the fuck out of here.
Professional victims, bro. Professional victims.
But as a big guy, like, that's just part of your life, right? Like, you just have to accept that. You can't get mad at that. Like,
what the fuck?
Go to the bathroom a few times. When I'm uncomfortable...
These fucking people, you are in the sky 30,000 feet in the air in a tube, and you're cunting off about 2 inches of a seat, man. Yeah. Like, something really went wrong. That's how fucked their priorities are, that their safety, like, everything's fine in here. I can do what the fuck I want. I run this tube that's flying through the air. They think they're that important, bro. Like, taser that motherfucker and lay him down for the rest
of
the
day. He should be, like, on the no-fly list now. Fuck that guy.
If I'm uncomfortable, I'll get up and I'll go to the bathroom a few times. I'll get up and fucking walk down the aisle.
Or pony up the extra money and get the economy or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like,
It's 40 bucks and you get extra room.
If it's such an inconvenience, drive your motherfucking ass there so nobody can... You can have it all your way, buddy. Everything's about you, especially with the last seat next to the pisser that you paid the premium price for. Your rights matter the most.
But don't ban him. Allow him on every plane now that he's viral and just have everybody punch the back of his seat for every plane ride.
But that's what Kevin Smith did, because they harassed him on a plane saying he was too fat.
Well, they made him buy 2 seats.
Yeah, and so he was like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm not flying no more. And he started taking a bus everywhere.
They kind of had a point with that, though. He took up 2 seats.
Yeah, but so do a lot of people. They don't do that to everybody. He was in first class, so they did it to him in first class.
And now he doesn't, and I bet he flies now.
Now he does. He lost a ton of weight. Yeah.
That's the same back to the Lizzo argument. You're fat shaming me. Well, guess what? You're fucking fat, and little kids are seeing you, and you're setting a bad example. Not the example of it's okay to be whatever you want to be, and I'll go eat some more chili Fritos. And
especially someone like you who just lost 45 pounds. Like, you're putting in the work.
Took me a year. It took me a year and 2 months of every day at Planet Shitless.
My wife's best friend. She's like a completely different person. She lost. I'm not kidding. It's got to be like 150 pounds. I think at this point, it's insane.
Yo, talking about weight. Did you guys hear that? That Tyson Fury. He's having a fight.
Saturday. I can't wait.
He's been. He's been actually gaining weight to try and knock out
for power.
For power. But against Dante Wilder, why would you try and... You're going to knock out Dante Wilder?
Yeah, anyone can be knocked out.
I don't know if that's the way to
Wilder
do it.
Wilder's sloppy as shit. He leaves himself open like crazy.
He's the hardest puncher.
Yeah, but he's also the sloppiest fighter I've ever seen.
So you think Tyson Fury's going to win
this? Tyson Fury in an 80s and 90s heavyweight fucking class would get murdered. We wouldn't even... I'm not Tyson Fury. Deontay Wilder. We wouldn't even know his fucking name in the 80s and 90s. Probably he would not. Be a nobody. So he's in a division right now that's got a bunch of fucking nobodies. Who they got? Joshua and that fat Mexican that he just beat. Right. And Fury. That's it.
I mean, Rich, he's not going to do it with speed at this point. You add a little bit of weight, get some punching power behind it.
Yeah, but
and Rocky's right. He leaves himself open.
In the first fight, he won by like his boxing, his skills.
Yeah, he still has those, but now he has more power.
So you think that Fury's going to pull it?
I think sacrificing a little bit of speed for the power against someone like Wilder,
who's
is
not
absolutely
that fast.
The better decision.
So you guys got Fury for this fight?
I think so. Yeah,
I got Wilder. I think Wilder's going to knock.
I wouldn't bet
out.
My house on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet my house. So I want Fury, but my heart says Wilder. If I had to bet, I'd bet Wilder.
I know,
but Wilder's, my heart says Fury.
Wilder's going to knock his ass out. Definitely.
The last fight was too close, man.
Yeah, I know, but he put him on the floor. He's going to put his ass out this time.
And then you think we get the Joshua Wilder fight finally?
Yeah.
And who do you got in that? I got Joshua in that fight. That's Lennox Lewis, Mike Tyson, right there.
Yeah.
Except the sloppy Mike Tyson.
If Wilder does this and he wins those two, That's he's in contents with like
no he's not
he is
no he's not
I know you don't want to hear
his
it,
style's
but he is.
Too garbage man
I know it
no,
is.
No because you put him up against anyone else Riddick Bowe Lennox Lewis Mike Tyson Evander Holyfield George Foreman Muhammad Ali would all wipe the floor with
that's
this
like
kid
yeah but you're talking about an era that doesn't exist yeah,
that's my point though he can only be successful in this garbage era of fucking boxing
but that's not his fault
yeah, I know I'm not saying it is but that's the reality of the situation
you don't know what a Mike Tyson would be like in this era either the training would be different everything would be different.
A Mike Tyson with the same exact thing would be murdering
people.
What
I'm saying is
he would be a murderer's row.
You wouldn't know. Like he, part of why he was who he was because of the 80s and trained based on who the opponents were at the time. Things would be completely different today.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, you train for who you fight. Right. I understand. Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. But Tyson had that natural skill also.
I think Tyson's an anomaly.
Yeah,
would take
Tyson,
some of the others.
That swivel Tyson had, he learned to perfect it, but that was in him from day one.
Because he was short, but when that uppercut went up, it went up 10
from
feet.
From his fucking shoelaces, too. From his fucking shoelaces.
It was exactly like the video game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
Nothing better than watching Mike Tyson knock people the fuck out.
So
I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Ben, who you got in this fight this Saturday?
Neither of them beat me, so I can't really call it that way. So
you got to be watching it, no?
Yeah, I'll steal it, no doubt.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, pay for boxing.
Boxing, listen, boxing is dead. They're saying this in the chat.
It is
the live chat. Listen, boxing is dead, but you can't stop watching.
The final nail in the coffin for boxing was Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Yeah,
he was the final. He was the last straw everybody had with boxing. We're like, fuck this sport now. He was it. He did it for us. Where we all had enough. The taste was bad enough. Where we all finally spit it out and said we're done with it.
But understand, listen, the heavy. Weights, what's going on now? You have to tune in. It's part of American fucking culture. Boxing, that's it. Boxing.
See, I think UFC has completely taken over.
UFC is a clip boxing.
I think UFC has made people not only forget that boxing even exists, that people don't want nothing to do with it at all.
As much as I hate the son of a bitch, the only reason why anybody still talks about boxing, besides maybe Canelo, is Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
In the last fucking 5 years.
Right.
And even Canelo and Triple G, it's if you're a fan of fighting, it's not a mainstream thing. It's not a mainstream thing.
In America, it's not.
No, the Canelo Triple G fight piggybacked the McGregor fight.
And
people kind of had their whistle wet for McGregor and Mayweather and then bought that
fight.
But
that didn't deliver.
Yeah, but that's
America.
It didn't, and then it went right back down again.
Yeah,
but boxing out of state is kind of like soccer. It's still is still boxing.
No, boxing's an American thing, and if you're trying to say it's, I get what you're saying. It's international, but it's not. It's not,
and especially in this
Spanish
but culture.
It's newer.
Huge.
It's newer in the Spanish culture.
It's still big in Russia.
Boxing originates in the 1800s. Well, not here, but it became really big here. You know, like the Irish used to do the bare knuckle boxing and shit, and the English, and
they just had that with
when they migrated over here, and then you had people like Jack Johnson, and you know, fucking Jack Johnson was a black guy walking around like Muhammad Ali in the fucking early 1900s. In the early 1900s, are you kidding me?
But you got to watch these boxing fights. You got to keep boxing alive. Just because it's...
But Rich, there's something to watch. Like, I'm not going to watch something that sucks.
I'm just going to watch it just to keep boxing alive.
Yeah, but this is
what it sucks, but let's keep it alive. I mean, it's dead, but no, we're going to keep feeding
heavyweight fights. This heavyweight fight.
Keep the feeding tube in boxing.
You watch,
don't let it go.
You are going to watch this fight Saturday. Stop playing
around. Of course
around.
I am,
stop
but this
it.
Is the one and only boxing match I'll probably watch all year.
Exactly.
All year.
Exactly.
And I'll watch fucking 10 UFC pay-per-views.
Yes, but you have to watch.
The last boxing match that I gave a crap about was that spectacle I watched here.
Yeah. Exactly. And how long ago was that?
I know. You
3 years ago.
I know, but it's like I said, you're still going to watch this Saturday.
Was it really 3 years ago? It was almost, right?
Really?
Yeah. Since we have...
2 years ago, maybe?
Since we have been here, I've known Rocky a bit, and I've known Richie for 25 years. I got something personal. I want to put it out there. I want everybody on Super Ugly.
Yes.
This is always good.
It happened over the weekend. You guys... And I haven't spoken in a while. I started seeing somebody.
Okay.
I've been seeing her for a little while.
What's his name?
I can't get into that dickhead. No. Anyway. She's a great girl.
Okay.
Friday, she told me she was going into the city to see her sister, right? Mm-hmm. She doesn't get to see her often. I said, yeah, no worries. I knew that she'd be drinking with her sister. I knew that she'd be taking the 2 o'clock train home.
Hold on, even before you continue, how long have you been seeing each other?
6 weeks.
Six. Okay. Keep going. All
right.
That's a huge factor. That's why I asked.
Well, hold on. Are you like, is it known that you guys are dating?
Are you a thing?
Only to the people that I'm keeping it down.
No,
for
but
a couple
to you
weeks.
And her, are you boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. That changes things a little bit too.
We're exclusively dating.
Okay.
She's not just some girl I'm hooking up with.
All right.
I knew she was going to be on the late train, so she's like, "Yay! I just want to make sure I get my stop or whatever." I knew somebody that was going to be on that train.
Yeah.
Shot him a picture of her. I said, "Do me a favor, just make sure she doesn't oversleep. And if some creep is near her, just, you know, keep her away."
Yeah.
I didn't tell her. I understand that could borderline on creepy.
Yes.
The next day, her mom was over, and she started yelling at her. She goes, "What do you mean you were sleeping on the train?" And that's when I was like, "Look, actually, it's okay." Her mom started crying. She's like, "Thank you so much." And she didn't have a problem with it either. But then I'm thinking to myself, maybe that was a little creepy.
Well, so she, you wait.
Wait, hold on. So
hold on. Someone you knew was on the train and saw her.
Yes.
And then
No. So I knew there were going to be people on that train.
So you basically had a spy is what you're saying.
Pretty much. Not necessarily a spy. I never said.
So what was she doing?
No. Hear me out. I never said, take a look at who she's with. I never said.
Was she with anybody?
No.
Was she?
She was going to see her sister and coming back on the train by herself. Mm-hmm. My only concern was that she wasn't messed with on a train at 2 in the morning.
But you did ask if she was with another guy, right?
No, I didn't.
I would have asked.
Now, this guy just happened to be on the train?
Yes.
Well, you hesitated. What does that mean?
It means.
He works on the train. Okay, there we go. All right. So he works.
I didn't say anything.
You're good.
Okay.
Well, either way.
So, see, the situation.
No, you know what it is? I don't know if that's a problem.
You know what? I don't think so because the situation.
No, not that. Him.
Oh, no. We don't know his name. But the situation, I think it's okay because you're looking out for her. You have a friend who works on the train. It's not like you sent someone on the train.
I did not.
Yeah, no. Nope. I think you're good there. I don't think that's an issue.
You are good.
Ben, what do you think? Well, I'm going to tell you why I'm talking about this, but Ben, what do you think?
I mean, is she going back out east or is she going out to Ronkonkoma, Patchogue, Medford?
Yeah, she's taking.
What's wrong with Ronkonkoma?
She's taking one of the drunk trains from Penn.
If it's one of those whores like my ex fiance from from Patchogue, Medford, then I don't
know. All right, yeah, fuck Patchogue, Medford. But don't throw Ronkonkoma into the mix. Ronkonkoma is perfectly fine, Ben. It's perfectly fine.
So she was on one of the drunk trains home, and like I said, my only concern was making sure.
Yeah, you fucked up. You got to give her the Iggy because now she's got your balls in a mousetrap, and whether you're trying to or not, she can spin it any way they want.
Yeah. No, right? She was cool with it. But here's the thing:
I get it. But like, that
could
left
be brought
yourself
up.
Open to take one in the stomach, real quick.
That could be brought up in the future.
Hey, you know what? Whatever. She was cool with it. But here's the thing. So I put it on the air. I'm like, listen, what do you guys think? Every woman my age was like, that's so romantic. You're a sweetheart. I would want somebody to do that for me. Every woman that sounded young was like, we can take care of ourselves. Who the fuck do you think you are?
You're by yourself on a fucking train. Yeah, all right. And someone like Richie comes over to rape
you. Morning.
Yeah, you're good.
With all the drunk people.
That's what I'm saying. And that's all it was to me. But it's like the difference between our generation and what Ben was talking about, the professional victim thing.
Yeah.
How dare you? It's like, that wasn't my intent.
You know why? And I said this not too long ago to my wife. I was like, most people need to be punched in the face just once. Like, everybody should be punched in the face just once. So you know what it feels like. So you go, I don't want that to happen again because that really sucks. Okay. And it's the people who have never been punched in the face are the ones with those fucking mouths where you're like, where the fuck? Who the fuck do you think? Because, like, as a person who's been in a fight or two, not a lot, but I've been punched in the face, like, you go, all right.
Yeah, like, I don't want to get wrapped.
Well, not even that, but, like, you don't want to start a fight. You know what I mean? Like, no one's like, yes, hope I get into a fight right now.
Yeah.
Most people are like, all right, let's try to work around this and try to settle things in a nice manner. If it goes to blows, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
But, you know, because I've been hit in the face. You've been hit in the face. You've been hit in the face.
Yeah, it sucks.
It sucks. And those people that have never been punched in the face, those fucking little mama boys and the fucking little, you know.
That when it happens, like,
Oh my
look,
God.
Look at Mike Tyson.
Do you know who Mike Dad is?
Mike Tyson said it best. Everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
But I really think, because then people would understand that you can't just fucking open your mouth like that.
Yeah. It's not the internet.
Yeah, like you can't just fucking. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
They used to talk like they're on the internet.
Like they're behind their fucking computer screen.
Is there any indie shows booked in Ron Conkuma I can get on real quick?
VPW all the time.
Usually Ron Conkuma Firehouse, too.
Yeah, Ron Conkuma Firehouse and VPW.
I go down there and get some good heat.
Last time I went there, I saw Sabu there.
Whoever's calling, I cannot.
He's still around?
I cannot accept the call right now. So you got to hang out.
Lewis was like 5 or 6 at the time. But, yeah, no, I don't think, I think you're good there. And, young people, and what's weird, too, they live in a stalker world with social media.
Yeah.
Like, social media is nothing.
I'm not worried about the call-ins and the, it was romantic or this or that. I'm worried about Good Brother and his lady, like, where she can feel like, oh, he doesn't trust me, so he's got to have eyes on me and not let me know, where I'm just talking from the relationship because I don't want you to mess it up if you like this chick. That it's like, hey, my buddy X works on the gimmick, and I want to let you know that if there's anything shady there, that you got a friend in need is a friend indeed.
That might have been a good route to take. He's right.
That's all I was saying. I don't give a shit about what Facebook says.
It's been a month, actually. We've been dating for a month.
Oh, she's listening.
Now that I'm thinking about it. What's up? No, I'm not. I actually just saw a text message that reminded me of it. But no, look, I mean, you got a point.
He makes a really good point. That usually mentioning it, I still don't think what you did was wrong, but I think mentioning also would have definitely made it a lot different, where you go, you know what, my buddy works on a train, so if you have any issues, let me know. My buddy's there. He can, you know.
It wasn't something I planned out in advance.
Yeah.
It was something that kind of happened. Yeah, after
then it just triggered in your head. Oh, that's right. X, yeah.
It wasn't me going like, all right. You know,
see, and what's funny though, like, and I'm glad she's taking it well, but some people wouldn't, and people forget that there are like human moments like that where all of a sudden you just go, "Oh shit, that's right, my buddy works on the thing," and people will be like, "Yeah, right, you did that, did it. you knew, you planned that," and it's like, dude, no, like sometimes people just have human moments.
So she could have gotten her lie over, gotten the guy to get up that she was with and sit 2 seats behind her, so when everybody came there, it looked like everything was cool. I mean, you're messing up everybody's flow with this shit, bro. You got to get
D7. 7281 wrote, thought you didn't want a relationship.
Yeah, I didn't.
Do you know D7281? Well, they know you.
That's when it usually hits you, though, bro, when you're not looking for it. That's when it finds you.
Spies.
No.
You spies.
Someone's spying on him.
Yeah, you're a bunch of spies.
Spying on him.
Can't wait to take the train.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about Daytona real quick. Crazy crash. Did you see this crash?
Oh, I got it.
I did see it, dude.
What was his name? Really? Jeff Newman? Do I have that right? Dude, the guy, he was leading, right?
Yes, they're coming down, and my
last lap.
Was big race fans here, so it's the final lap, and it was kind of like, you know, it's always crazy. You're doing 186 miles an hour, 4 inches apart from each other. That's just
4 inches. Insane. These guys were kissing.
Yeah, dude. I mean, they're touching. So FedEx car is in the 3 spot, and they're pushing him out, pushes up the 12 car, which was the Menards, right on him, and that was enough little bump and a shunt at that speed, caught the air, turned him sideways, boom, dude, just the car goes airborne, but then it's coming down, and another car hits it.
Dude, that second car.
That was devastating, right?
That was fucking bad, because he was barely airborne with the first like hit, and then that second car came and just sent him like a fucking rocket.
And he still placed fourth as he flew through the air. So it was impressive, high spot. But when he lands, just a shower of sparks and the impact, dude. I mean, we think of what a bad car accident is on a highway at 70 miles an hour, dude.
You have no idea, yeah.
180 miles. I mean, I think the fastest I've gone was we were doing stupid across Ohio in the flatlands when you can see for 2 miles. And we had a rental Mustang up to about $120, $125.
I did that, dude, in the little BMW convertible.
Oh, it's insane, right? Listen, you're like,
sorry. Before anything, because we're probably going to end soon.
Yeah.
Before we go into all this, whatever, The fight with Bernie Sanders, what happened real quick? I want to get through.
Oh, there was, I believe a black kid wearing a Black Guns Matter shirt, and a kid next to him, was, they started getting into it about the shirt. I don't really know what their beef was, but then they just started,
physical fight?
Yeah, they started fighting each other at the fucking rally, like next to the stage and shit.
Bernie bros, we're going at each other.
But that was the headline on the Intero Bang. Bernie bros fight at a rally.
Oh my god!
But that fucking sums up the left so much that they don't even like each other. Like they can't even tolerate each other. And I'm not a right wing. I'm not a left wing. I don't give a fuck either way. But you watched both sides, and the right side conducts themselves in a much better manner.
Yeah.
Like the left are a bunch of fucking crybaby crazy people. They're all fucking crazy and entitled.
Yeah.
All with this false sense of entitlement.
And all the people on the right want to worship somebody that, you know, it's like, don't worship this guy. He's out of his fucking mind.
You know what, though? The right has the better intentions, I think, to be honest with you. Like, I feel like their intentions are better.
Well, having a gun, you know, I want to have my right to have a pistol, you know.
But when it comes, I don't talk politics on sides, but regardless of who you're voting for, to watch people drive with flags of other people, it's not a sports team.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
It's more important to them, though. The way you feel for the Giants, they feel that
In other words, to have either a Trump or a Hillary banner, pick one, I don't care.
Yeah.
There's no reason for... They're supposed to work for you. That's what politics are. They're public servants.
Yeah.
Hanging a banner going, look at me, I'm on this team. They're not a team.
Yeah, that's how they're treating it.
But it's become a team. It's become pick
that's
a side.
The that's their New York course. That's their New York Giants.
Yeah, you know, pick a side it's become. And that's why I look at the whole thing and go, you're all fucking crazy because there's only two sides and I don't like either one of them. So, those are my favorite fucking people. If you don't vote, you shouldn't talk. I don't vote because there's no one worth voting for. If there was someone in there that I actually gave a fuck about and thought, oh, this guy sounds like a good person and I'd like to vote for him, I would. But to sit there and act as if I should vote just to vote, go fuck your mother. I'm not voting just to vote.
Yeah.
John McAfee's running if you want to go write him in.
He's running as a write-in. Yeah, but I don't want to waste my time. You know.
me as vice president means if he did win it, they'd never kill McAfee because they wouldn't want me in the chair. So
do you guys know who McAfee is? You know the McAfee virus thing? That's who he's talking about. This guy, can you explain, like, very fast what he...
So John McAfee is on everybody's computer with McAfee virus, antivirus. He sold the company. He's a mathematician, genius. And then he became, like, this crazy drug lord who was moving cocaine, meth, whatever, and now invented all new Bitcoin chains. He's accused of murder down in Belize and a lot of sexual proclivity. He had this whole group of sicarios that he hired to roll around and like be an intimidation on the police force and shit. And now he's on the run from the CIA and the FBI, and he is always switching locations.
There's a documentary too. I saw it on like Showtime or Cinemax.
It's called Gringo on Amazon Prime, or I think it's on Netflix still.
Yeah.
And it doesn't paint him in the best light, but it tells a pretty crazy
tale. It's a fucked up story. That's the only reason why I know him, because I watched Gringo.
Yeah, you buy a hammock after that or no?
I did not. But it's a fucking crazy fucking story. And like he started, like I said, with the McAfee virus. Then all of a sudden he like Ben just said, drugs and murder, and it's crazy. It's a fucking nutty story.
About it. You can go on my YouTube, just search Ben Hameen or Conspiracy Horseman John McAfee, and he gave us a good 40 minutes where he talks about smuggling drugs and paying off Mexican
that's crazy.
cops and shit, man. It's nuts.
And who is this?
John McAfee.
Yeah, and they're all real stories.
Dude, absolutely. Up everywhere, the McAfee virus.
Yeah.
John McAfee signed on as just a vice president for a tech company last year and increased the stock 200% overnight.
Yeah, like, really? Because he's super smart. He's not an idiot.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
He's a brilliant genius. He's Bill Gates, you know, like pretty much in doing with four wrestlers, Conspiracy Horseman, while he's on the run from the CIA, talking about black projects from UFOs and things like that and anti-gravity and things that he saw.
I had an uncle that was on Unsolved Mysteries.
Awesome.
Yeah, my Uncle Ray, he was his oil tycoon. You can look it up. It's on YouTube. Put in Unsolved Mysteries. I forget which episode.
But he was like this oil guy in Texas, and he just didn't pay his taxes, and they were coming after him for the tax money. And he went scuba diving one day and never came up and was, you know, pronounced dead. And then they found him years later in Costa Rica, brought him back to Louisiana. Katrina happened, and now he's out. And I went and visited him in Vegas a couple of years ago. Love my Uncle Ray.
Wait, is he still supposed to be?
No, no. He's free and clear. Kept the money, everything.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I went and saw him in Vegas. One of my favorite people. One of my he's a fucking.
I want to go out there.
He's in Mexico right now.
Can we go out there and see him?
He wants me to go there every fucking chance I can.
Does he get? He got money.
Not hey, for you, you or not for me.
He's like, to get us out there.
No.
Why would he import you out there?
This is a perfect opportunity to bring his cousin to meet your uncle that way, that's, and you guys could start something even bigger.
There you go, in Mexico, on a nice beach.
Yeah. Mexico.
Later, Johnny. All right, man, we're about later, to wrap Johnny. Up, too.
Yeah, Ben, we're going to wrap up. Get all your plugs in so everyone can find you.
Hey, guys, go to hackerhameen.podbean.com. It's free to subscribe. We've got tons of shows that relate to wrestling, conspiracy theories, Star Wars, horror films, the Right Side podcast, all to fill your time. And we're always here at russosbrand.com. So happy to be partnering with Vince Russo and all the shows and affiliates here. And to do some crossover with superuglyshow.com has been a great treat tonight. If you want to support me and my free brand, prowrestlingtees.com/BenHameen. And you can always get at me at Ben_Hameen on Twitter, Hacker Hameen on Instagram, and bring that $5, infidels. I'll slap you across your face, change your life forever so you can be a better you tomorrow. Yo, law.
Are we still infidels?
Always infidels.
Damn it. Damn it. I thought we were going to get upgraded. All right. Ben, it's been a pleasure. This is our first time having you on. I had a lot of fun. I really look forward to doing this again, honestly.
Be good, brother.
You know, we do things with people, and it's like, well, that was a one-off. But no, honestly, no, this is a ride. I had a really good time with you, so I would definitely want to do this again sometime.
Great locker room talk, guys. I appreciate it. Keep doing your thing, and success to all of you guys.
Thanks, brother. All right, guys. Ben Hameen, everyone. All right, guys.
Go to your girl, bro. Get back over to, you know, clear that shit up.
All right, guys. We're going
to be next
up.
To you on the train.
Yeah. We're wrapping up. Go to russosbrand.com. It's only $3.95 a month. Sign up now. You get 12 shows every single week, brand new episodes with, of course, Ben Hameen, Vince Russo, Stevie Richards, Shane Douglas, yours truly, of course, Unfiltered Marriage with my beautiful, beautiful wife.
I got to get a podcast.
And a bunch of other stuff on there. It's only $3.95 a month. Russosbrand.com. Go to statementgames.com right now. Go place some prop bets. You can win prizes, tickets, t-shirts, gift cards, bobbleheads, all sorts of cool shit. It's free. Statementgames.com. OPRadio.com. Go sign up. Subscribe to the podcast. We love the Opster, one of our favorite people. Did the show a couple weeks. If you missed it, episode 200, Opie was on with us along with Vince Russo. And if you're listening to us on the brand and you're listening to the audio version only, we are live every Tuesday night starting at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you go to YouTube, search Super Ugly Show, subscribe to the channel, hit that notification bell. Stay tuned. Coming up next at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Unfiltered Marriage with the sexiest podcaster in the game, my beautiful wife Jessica, and of course yours truly. We will be talking about a lot of sexy fun stuff, so make sure you're tuned in to Unfiltered Marriage. We will see you guys next Tuesday.
Later.
Peace.